Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today, coming to you from Kenya. Just a brief update on what is going on here in Kenya. We are going back into a second wave of coronavirus across the nation, and so the president of Kenya just 2 days ago announced that there was going to be a reinstitution of curfew and reinstitution of travel restrictions and meeting restrictions. And so we're still allowed to meet as a church, and we're still allowed to have free travel as far as going from county to county and that kind of thing. But the restrictions are coming back into play because in this west area of Kenya, now the coronavirus is starting to peak and starting to be more infections than ever before in the 8 months that we've been in these lockdowns. And so we're praying for crusades to open up, but there won't be any crusades this year. It's going to be in 2021. There will be some crusades, hopefully, prayerfully. And so for now, we're just in the church and doing some evangelism in the village, and we're also have a few construction projects that we're doing as a church group, and so things are a bit slow in terms of the big meetings and the big crusades. Well, we're going to be talking today about open doors and closed doors, and how the Lord manages to open doors for people, how the Lord closes doors. And if you're just a new believer and you don't have any ministry, you don't have any platform, maybe you just have been a churchgoer, you've never really come to know the excitement of ministering to other people, I want to encourage you today with this message and let you know that God has a plan for you that He will reveal to you. God has a plan, and God sees the events. He sees the affairs of every single person all across the earth, and He knows what He has planned for every single person. And so you can be assured when you read through the book of Acts and you read through some of the books in the Bible, you can be assured that God has a plan for you, just like He did for Apostle Paul, just like He did for Barnabas, just like He did for Peter and some of the other apostles. God is not partial to any person. And when you seek the Lord, He will be found. When you seek the Lord, when you submit yourself to Him, draw near to the Lord, and He will draw near to you, because God has a plan of ministry for your life, and God can show you where He wants you to go, so you don't have to be wandering around, wondering if you're in the right place, wandering around in the wilderness area, wondering if this is the right time, the right place, the right direction. You can know for sure, and God will make it clear to you in very precise detail if you keep praying and keep submitting yourself to Him. He will make it clear to you in very precise detail. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, don't turn off the radio. This message is also for you, because, beloved, God has a plan for you in salvation. God wants you to come to Him and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you do that, then your ministry starts, and the words of instruction that I am giving to you today, the words of instruction then will be appropriate in your life as well, and you can begin your ministry just like those who are already started in their ministry of the kingdom of God. So again, God opens doors, God closes doors, and so we're going to look at the ministry of the Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 16. If you have your Bible there, turn it, and we're going to start in verse 6, and this is after the Apostle Paul had been around in Asia in different places a few years after he had received the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And in verse 6 it says, "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia." Well, Luke the physician, the same author of the book of Luke, is the one that's writing this, and so he says they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Well, why did the Holy Spirit prevent them from preaching in Asia? Well, he doesn't go into detail about that. There's no other further explanation. We can just assume that the Lord was protecting the Apostle Paul and Luke. The Lord was protecting him from some harm that probably was waiting for him in the area of Asia. We don't know that for sure. I'm just speculating. But generally speaking, when God keeps doors closed for one reason or another, God knows the overall plan. He sees the overall landscape. But when he sees what may be coming for a person, and it has to do with danger, it has to do with peril, sometimes he will let you go in. Sometimes he will give you warning of who the danger is coming from or what direction the danger is coming from. But sometimes he just says the door is closed and he doesn't give further explanation. But it just says that the Holy Spirit, that they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And we know the Holy Spirit is given to each believer, not only for power, but also for counsel, for your advocacy, for your consolation and comfort. And so we know the Holy Spirit was given to the Apostle Paul, and he relied on the Holy Spirit, and that is a good lesson for us. Whenever you think you have an open door to go somewhere, whenever you think you have been given a direction, a charge to minister in a certain way, you spend time in prayer and the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, the Holy Spirit will speak to you or reveal to you in dreams and in visions just what God's plan for you is in regard to that area, in regard to ministering to that person, whatever the situation is, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you and you can know for sure if that is God's plan for your life. And so in verse 7, it goes on to say, and after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. And so again, the Holy Spirit, or some versions say the Spirit of Jesus, they were not permitted to go into this place. So that's two places now, two areas, two regions, where the Lord says, don't go. And he didn't give any further explanation here. And so it could be the explanation is coming here from verse 9. And it says in verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so it is very likely that the Lord kept the doors of Asia closed and the Lord kept the doors of Bithynia closed because he did not want to deny this man from Macedonia the urgency that he had to bring Paul over there and help them and preach to them. And so Paul is given the open door. He was given two closed doors. And now he is given the open door to come to Macedonia. And apparently this person in Macedonia, this man who appeared to Paul in a vision, this man had an urgency to know the gospel. He had a group of people probably that was waiting for somebody to come teach them. There were many in Asia, in this region that of Macedonia. There were many who were baby believers. They were just coming to know about the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they didn't have the Bible as we know it. They didn't have instruction books. They didn't have tapes and all kinds of conferences to go to. And so they were waiting for someone to come and instruct them in the ways of the Lord. They were waiting for someone to come and give them instructions so that they could move forward in their Christian walk. And so a vision appeared to Paul, and that is an instruction for us as well. Beloved, if you have the Holy Spirit, God will give you dreams and visions. If you go back to Joel, the prophetic word spoken in Joel 2:28 about the coming of the Holy Spirit, it says, "And in those days, in the last days, my spirit will be poured out on all flesh," or on all mankind. "Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." And so this is a characteristic or a hallmark of people who have the Holy Spirit. You will receive dreams, you will receive visions. If you pray and ask the Lord to reveal certain things to you, reveal open doors to you, you will receive dreams and visions. That is the will of God. A dream is just what it says. It's God speaking to us in the night when our conscious body or our conscious mind is no longer in control. God speaks to us through a dream. He doesn't waste those hours when you're laying in bed there. Just about every night he can speak to you something that will give you direction for your Christian walk. And a vision is more in the daytime. It's when you're consciously aware of your surroundings. You're consciously aware of what you're doing. But at the same time, the Lord opens up your eyes into the spirit realm, and you're able to see a vision or see a picture of something God wants to show you in the spirit realm. He may show you some demonic entity. He may show you something that's going on in your life that he wants correction. He may show you something like this man speaking to the Apostle Paul saying, "Come over and help us." And so you can look forward to and expect dreams and visions in your life, in your Christian walk, when you start to seek the Lord. So after Paul received this vision, it says in verse 10, "Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we," this is Luke speaking again, "we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." Well, I think that's a very good assumption they made. And of course, they were trusting the Holy Spirit that he was leading them in the right direction. And so immediately after seeking that vision, they knew that the reason God had closed the doors in the other areas that they had gone to was because he wanted them to go to Macedonia and help these people who were calling for their help. Well, I want to share with you at this time a dream that the Lord gave me back in 2009 or possibly 2010, I'm not sure. And the Lord opened up the door for me to come to Africa to preach, and he showed me that he wanted me to come to Africa in a dream that I was given. And it made no sense to me in the natural because I had no desire to come to Africa. I didn't know one single person here. I had known some missionaries that had come here. They were no longer in Africa. And so I didn't know one single person here in Africa, had no desire to come, didn't know anything about this place. And so, you know, the images we have of Africa that we receive in America is that all the children are starving, the people are starving, and nobody has any good food, nobody has any good anything. And so I was very shocked when the Lord gave me a dream and showed me he wanted me to come to Africa. And so I'll tell this dream. I've told it before on the radio, but I'll tell this dream just to let you know in what precise detail. Sometimes the Lord speaks to us through the Holy Spirit in dreams and in visions. Well, in the dream, I was standing up on a platform, a big crusade platform, and there was thousands of African people out in front of the platform. And the Lord showed me that he wanted me to preach a crusade or preach crusades here, and the audience would be black people, African people. I could tell by the way they were dressed with the bright colors. And if you ever come to Africa, you'll see how the people dress. They love bright colors, bright reds, bright yellows, bright purples, bright blues. And so watching people dress here on a daily basis is very entertaining and amusing. And and they just love to wear bright clothing. And so I was standing preaching to thousands of people dressed that way. I was standing on a platform, and in my right hand I had my Bible that I was holding up, and I was holding it up above my head. In my left hand I had a big white bag, like a feed sack, and on the front of the bag it said Revelation 22. That is Revelation chapter 22. And that is the chapter, of course, the last chapter in the Bible. It talks about a new heaven and a new earth coming down to replace the old heaven and the old earth, which had burned up and gone. And so I had this bag in my left hand, and the bag was full of big ears of maize, big white ears of maize. And I didn't know what that meant. Behind me on the platform, there was a big grain silo or a big grain bin, and it was filled to the top with these big ears of maize, all the way to the top. And out in front of me, in between me and the people receiving the message, was 40 men standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder, 40 men with red hats and blue shirts on. And so I'll give you an interpretation of that dream. Number one, the Lord was giving me the audience that he wanted me to preach to. That was the people of Africa. Number two, he was giving me the message. I was standing on the platform with my Bible in my hand, and in my left hand was the bag that said Revelation chapter 22, and he was showing me that he wanted me to preach about the coming kingdom of God, the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. He wanted me to preach to the people, be ready for this earth, this world is passing away. There's a new world coming, and he wants you to be in the kingdom of God. He wants you to be in that new heaven, that new earth. That is the salvation message, that we can be with Jesus for all eternity, and we can prepare ourselves to live with the Lord and all the saints who have gone on before us. We can prepare to live with them for all eternity by accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, by repenting and coming to Jesus. Let his blood wash your sins away. And so that is the message. It's a message that never gets old. It's a message that never wears out. It's a message that is timeless. There's no expiration date on it. I've never run out of something to preach at the Crusades. I've never run out of any message to preach, because the minute you step on a platform, God gives you messages to preach to the people, and there will always be a great message from God's Word and the Holy Spirit to preach to the people out there to receive. Well, behind me was the big grain silo full of maize, full of ears of maize, and that represents provision, that represents prosperity, that represents the money that God has to conduct these crusades. It's very expensive from the natural point of view to conduct crusades. It takes a lot of money to hire sound systems and security people, permits, build platforms, all the travel involved, and the luncheons that you have with the pastors and people that are organizing and implementing the crusade. It takes a lot of money to do that. And so God has been faithful to provide. That grain bin has been full of provision ever since the first trip that I came to Africa. The grain bin has full of that provision. And the little bag that I had in my left hand that said Revelation 22 on the bag was full of ears of maize. God was showing me he was going to put the provision from the big silo into my little bag. So every time that I got ready to preach, every time that I got ready to order a crusade, there would be money there to carry out the commands and carry out the plans of the Lord God and Jesus Christ. And so God has been faithful. He's never shorted me. I've always had the money to do everything that he wanted me to do, even when at times when there was corruption, even at times when there was stealing of the money by pastors here in Africa, God still was faithful. He stayed with me and he continued to supply. And so that was the message of provision for the Crusades. And then in between me and the people receiving the message was 40 men. These were men from the prison where I was preaching at the time in 2009, 2010. I was going into the prison and preaching two or three times a week. And God was showing me that he was going to be giving me intercessors to pray for me, to encourage me, to pray for me, encourage me even today. Even though I haven't been back to that prison for almost 2 years now, God has men placed there who are praying for me, men who are interceding for me. And so I thank the Lord for that, that these men who many in society would say are castaways, many in society would say have no value, in God's eyes, they're very valuable. In God's eyes, he has a place and a plan for them, not only in his kingdom, but also to encourage and intercede for me in my ministry here in Africa. Well, as Paul and Luke and his companions, who all ever was with them, went now to Macedonia, it says they from Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, they stayed in that city for some days, and on the Sabbath day they went out to the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made, and they sat down and spoke to the women who met there. And now a certain woman named Lydia, this is verse 14, heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God, and the Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you had judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And so she persuaded us. Well, beloved, God not only opened the door, encouraged them to go to Macedonia, but God provided a person there who was very receptive to the gospel. She and her household were receptive to the gospel, and they offered Paul and Luke and his companions a place for them to stay. And beloved, that's the way God works. No matter where you go in the world, you will find believers. You will find people who are like-minded and like-spirit, and they will open the door for you. They will provide for you. I've had people open up their house for me and give me food, shelter, and clothing, everything that I needed. I've had pastors and church people all over the world who have encouraged me and strengthened me with their hospitality, with their helps, with their administrations, with their prayers. And so that is all part of God's plan. When he opens the door for you, God will provide for you everything that you need to minister in the way that he wants you to minister. Well, beloved, that is the message for today. I hope you were blessed by it. If you're in a place where you're praying for God to show you which way to go, you just keep praying and fasting if you need to, and God will open up the door for you. He will show you everything that you need to know about the ministry that he wants you to jump into. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry, and we thank the Lord for that. All the many years, we thank the Lord for the prayers and the provision, and we ask the Lord to continue to bless us with provision that we can keep these radio broadcasts coming and keep ministering here in Africa and every place that he sends us to go. If you have never supported Gather the Outcast radio broadcast or this ministry, we invite you to do that. Go to our website, check out some of the events going on the website. Check out our Facebook page. Pray for us. Sit down. Write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. Let us know that you are supporting us, and we would be forever grateful. The Lord will bless you, and you will be blessed as you do that today. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.